Crimesvile Caffeinated contains graphic and explicit content that may not be suitable to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello!
Hi, and everybody.
Welcome to Crimesvile Caffeinated. I am Abby, one of your co-hosts.
And I am Marissa, your other co-host.
And this week we're bringing you a special collaboration episode with our good friend from college, Sal, and his friend Ryan. We just finished recording it, and now we're recording the intro. But we had a really fun conversation with them about stupid criminals, or in Ryan's case, very serious criminals.
Yes, definitely. I think he missed the memo, as I mentioned.
That was horrific.
But we really hope that you guys enjoy this very special bonus episode. And you can check them out on Too Loud. They can be found on all the same places you can find us, because they are also a part of the Anchor family.
Yeah, they're on Instagram, Too Loud, Sal and Ryan, and they are hilarious and too loud, as they say. They're just, great guys. So definitely check them out, give them a listen. They talk about all kinds of different stuff, music, sports.
And let's hop on into the episode.
Too loud. Welcome back, Too Loud. It is Sunday, and we have.
Boy, you better be too loud.
The girls only want that one thing, is the too loud.
I guess. So, is that really what they want?
No. Really, as like, two females, no.
Speaking of those two females, I'm glad to welcome some very special guests to Too Loud from the Caffeinated. I want to make sure I say you guys are nice. Caffeinated Crime Podcast. We got Abby and Marissa.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You guys just started this podcast about what, a year ago now?
Yes. So we started January 2020, and then 2020 happened, and we took some time off because
life was rough.
life wasn't going so great, and we just recently came back. So now we're back in full force.
We're on episode 22 of Crimesvile Caffeinated.
Woohoo!
Catching up, and I'm not really the true crime person. I don't get what's with the whole true crime. It just makes cops look like dummies the entire time. And you're like, oh my god, no one does their job right.
I mean, I feel like we're just showing like a spotlight on, you know, the mistakes that are made sometimes, but also like I think we're mostly into true crime because we're females and we're scared of being murdered. So we're trying to like prepare ourselves to not be murdered.
Doesn't that make you more scared of murder? Like if you watch a whole day of murder mysteries, wouldn't you be scared of murder all day?
You know, it's not a perfect science, Sal.
I feel like for me, it's about trying to understand the psychology behind why crimes happen, and also understanding the systemic issues that exist in our justice system is frustrating and confusing and infuriating all at once.
And we just like to drink coffee while we talk about it normally, so we thought we would hit record while we did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was great. It felt like catching up before we caught up right now.
Yeah.
Oh man, I missed you guys. Especially my favorite part was when you guys just divulged into like the random apps you guys were playing throughout like quarantine. You're like, oh, I'm playing Pretty Princess. Like, well, what are you playing? Wow, that's so sure. I'm playing Harry Potter over here. Like,
oh, yeah. No, it was bad when I pulled up the app today, and it was like, you've gotten the 33-day award. And I was like, I've been playing this for 33 days straight.
Counting days should be illegal in this time lapse or whatever thing that we have entered.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to know. You shouldn't have to know how many days in a row you've played Pretty Princess Dress Up History thing.
Yes, I perfectly know that. But Abby and I know Sal from college. And I did say I really wanted to share a story that I remember team. From our Build the team. No, it wasn't anything bad. So there was this time, I can't remember exactly when Sal, Abby, and I all became friends, but I specifically remember there was the sixth floor lounge in the building that Abby and Sal lived in, because we lived in different residence halls. Heinz Hotel. And so there was this game that we all started to play where it was called darts. And we would like look at each other and then like make like a shooting sound, and you would pretend getting hit in the neck, and you would, your job was, is if you made eye contact with somebody and you went, they had to fall to the ground and they couldn't get back up until someone ran over and touched them on the side of the neck. And I just remember that I was the asshole who got Sal and another freshman, and I thought it would be hilarious because no one was touching them on the neck. So I dragged the two of them into the elevator and hit all of the buttons. And so Sal and the kid just kept going up and down.
That's the best way to play that game.
And exactly.
Final floor, Campo just sees this light on the elevator, like, what are you guys doing? Like, can you touch our necks? They're like, no.
Yes, because that was the other thing, is that the campus police, their station was the first floor. And so they came down, and I just remember Sal coming back up and he was like, you're dead to me. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
At least, you know, we used to do play that same game at the all boys school that we went to. Mm-hmm. And then people would eat your food, or they would tie your backpack to a bench.
They're... Or flip your backpack. Or we'd play at football practice one time. So, like, you're supposed to guard a guy, and then our coach would hit us with that. So we'd fall to the floor, and then the guy would score. And we'd be like, what the heck? Oh,
nothing we can do about it. It's a game.
Oh, yeah. I went hardcore, and I remember falling right in front of the dining hall and just ripping up my knee. Just, I dedicated so hard to it. It was not necessary.
Oh, man, yeah, Abby and Marissa were always, we were part of the NARP crew, so for those
the NARP?
NARP. We weren't NARCs, we're NARPs. So
okay.
Yes.
Non-athletic, regular people.
Okay. Yes. You know, that would be me too.
We made things fun on campus for all the other athletes who had practice and everything to do on there. We figured out all the fun things. I was the one playing music too loud and getting everybody in trouble for that.
Yes, that is 100% accurate.
You really could get in trouble, huh, for playing, like, sounds and stuff that weren't supposed to be played on.
Oh no, I like demanded a giant speaker and then used that speaker all the time during like classes and stuff.
Yep.
They didn't get why I wanted it. It was a radio club, man.
Yeah, he basically just used the student government money for
nonsense. <speaker.
laughs> We're still going strong. Shout out AIC Radio. The reason why we're here are to talk about those criminals, like you said, who have made mistakes. But, you know, not the sensitive ones who deserve our
sympathy?
Sympathy, or the cops made a mistake. This one was just all on the criminals.
Oh, so, yeah.
Because we look at athletes from time to time, we do Sports Hero Too Loud. We're going to find some athletic criminals. And you guys have some criminals for us, too, who are way too loud.
Yes,
so,
way too loud.
Ryan, you got one?
Yes, I do. So this guy, Ray Carruth, he was a former receiver on the Panthers in 2001, and he was convicted of conspiring to murder against a pregnant woman who was carrying his child. So he just wanted to put a hit on the woman who had his child because he didn't want to deal with it because he's the worst. So,
oh, my God.
he got her shot in front of his house, and then obviously since he wasn't dead, he told the cops, called the cops and said, hey, the guy was trying to shoot me, but she jumped in front of me to save the day. And they're like, no, that's not what happened. We saw the cameras. And she died. She actually died in a coma in the hospital. It was all messed up. But what's funny is they found the guy. He fled. And they found him hidden in a trunk of a car with $3,900, a cell phone, candy bars, and bottles of his own urine.
Oh!
I was going to say, Ryan, I think that you got the wrong memo about funny. Because that's horrific, except for the pee in bottles.
What a dark start. Yes. I love it.
Why didn't you have bottles of urine is what I want
to
know.
Waiting in the trunk, I guess, to be, because the funny part, I guess, for that plan was like, okay, so I'm going to put the hit out on her and I'm going to make her out to be a hero. Like, oh no, the hitman tried to get me. And no, she just dove in front of me and we're going to put her out to be a hero.
Okay.
But the cops had the video of it, of the guy just being like, bang, and handing the money.
But why did he think he could flee away from cops with some candy bars and his urine in the truck?
I don't think he expected the candy bars to help him in his flee from the police.
I think the urine was a result of being in the trunk and not that he brought the urine.
I think that he ate the candy so his urine would taste better. So then he could have some candy food. No,
He could have been trying to Bear Grylls his way.
See, there it is. We found. See, and this is why you guys are here, because you're here to go.
The psychology that Abby was talking about, that she looks into these.
Oh yeah.
And how you found it? Because I was really wondering what the pee was about. But thank you.
Okay, you got what, Abby?
Oh, I got. absolutely. So, I actually, there's a podcast that I listen to called Dumb People Town, where they literally, their whole podcast is that they read stupid news, like news about stupid criminals. And there is one writer in particular that they thoroughly enjoy reading his articles, because he writes the way he writes. His name is Will Greenlee. And the way he writes as if the people he's writing to have no idea what anything in the world is. So like, he has explained what an anchor is. Like he explains things to an excessive degree, and I wanted to read a good Greenlee here. So I have man destroys toilet in bathroom brouhaha. A man accused of destroying a toilet at the Coconut Bar was given a notice to appear in court in connection with the alleged commode carnage, records show. The case of the purported potty pulverizer. Wow. What alliteration right there.
Yes, mastery.
Began around 1:49 a.m. January 19th as a Martin County Sheriff's deputy went to the Coconut on the 4700 block of Southeast Dixie Highway. Emergency officials were called, quote, because a customer was breaking the toilet, the report states. The customer was later identified as 25-year-old Newport Richie Mann, whose occupation was listed as plumbing.
Oh, nice.
Ah. Crime to fit your job.
Was he?
He was the guy. He was
breaking
the
it.
He had been playing in a billiards tournament, and he was cut off from drinking alcohol. After being cut off, he left the bar, but returned during the last call and tried to buy beer, an alcoholic beverage involving the brewing and fermentation of cereals, typically malted barley, and flavored by means of hops. You see, he just explained what beer was. That is what he literally, like.
We could all use a good explanation of that.
The man was asked to leave, but refused. He said he wanted to use the restroom first. An unidentified person followed him to the restroom to ensure that he used it and left immediately. The man was accused of getting upset and removing the toilet lid and beating the toilet with it. So he took out all his anger directly onto the toilet. Here we go. Typically installed in bathrooms, a toilet is a receptacle into which a person defecates and or urinates.
Nice, so a four-year-old could read. Okay.
Yeah, right? It consists of a large bowl affixed to an apparatus designed to flush away the urine and or fecal matter into a septic tank.
Why is he doing that?
Or to resources.
This he is, does.
This is his profession. He's paid to write these articles.
He's definitely somebody writing a report for school and be like, okay, I need to make it to 1,000 words.
Yes! Exactly.
That's what they think, is that he has a word, he either has a word count to meet, or he thinks that whoever's reading his articles are like the dumbest people on the planet that don't know what a fucking toilet is.
Like, I mean, even a toddler.
I know I've destroyed quite a bit of toilets after a night of drinking myself.
Or after too much Taco Bell.
Exactly.
I was going to say, what is it called? I thought you, when you said destroyed a toilet, I thought you obviously meant that he was shitting himself.
A potty bowl.
And I was going to be like, Abby, I know that you like to call it dad's day after drinking shits, but what do you call it when you shit yourself while you're still drunk? Just diarrhea.
The just shitting yourself while drunk.
That is the worst, though. As somebody who's worked bars and had to, like, clear people out after last call, those are probably the worst people to deal with. They're like, oh, no, we're just going to go into the bathroom real quick. And then there's just whole parties inside of the bathroom. Like, an hour after closing time, you're just like, get out of here. Try to go home.
I used to work at a burger place one summer in college. I worked at a burger place that was across the street from a bunch of bars, and the burger place would stay open 1 hour later than all the bars, so that when the bars closed, all the drunk people could come in and get their food, right? And one night there was a couple loudly having sex in the bathroom with the door locked, and the manager had to come and knock on the door and be like, can you please stop fornicating in this public bathroom? We can all hear you.
Oh my god.
You gotta get busy in the Burger King bathroom sometimes.
You gotta be a little too loud.
You gotta be way too loud.
You gotta use the cabbage.
All right, so I got my story here. This is for the, you know, the this one goes more to the police side of things, because in 1999, Pedro Guerrero, who was a 300 batter, he used to play for the Dodgers and the Cardinals, he was caught trying to buy a large amount of cocaine from an undercover cop. The amount of cocaine, 33 pounds of cocaine he was trying to buy.
He was getting as much cocaine as like the size of a dog, like Sage.
Yeah, the size of my dog.
King Corso,
full of cocaine.
Holy shit!
How much time do you think that he got after getting busted by this undercover cop?
Now I gotta ask you: is he a person of color?
Pedro Guerrero, yes.
Well, I'm just double checking.
In the 90s,
I would say probably longer than a white person because systemic racism.
I take you.
What do you think, Abby?
I'm going to guess that he gets away with it since this is about stupid criminal or stupid stuff.
Did he pay off the cops with the cocaine?
What do you think, Ryan?
Did he offer to share?
How many years? Like,
how long do you think he got?
He's an athlete, so like a year.
He got away with it. He did not do any time.
Yes.
The player was like, his IQ is so low, he did not understand the amount of quantity he was trying to buy from the undercover cop. And that was reason enough.
It sounds like he was like,
hey, Pedro, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to argue that you're too stupid to know what's going on. And he said, I don't get it. And he said, that's the point.
It literally sounds like he tried to get a BJ's amount of cocaine.
Sometimes you can't be too loud. You gotta be too dumb.
I guess that'll get you. Sometimes being stupid works out for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus, too dumb. Too dumb to understand how much cocaine. He's done too much cocaine in his life that he has no more brain cells left to understand how much 33 pounds of cocaine is.
That's too much for anyone. Holy crap.
I want that lawyer. All right, Marissa, you go.
Okay, I'm not going to read you the title because I want your genuine reaction as I read the article to you. But it's from the Huffington Post UK, but it happened in the US because, of course. A man has been arrested in Waukesha, Wisconsin, after an off-duty police officer caught him having sex with an abandoned sofa. According to a misdemeanor report obtained by the Smoking Gun, cop Ryan Edwards said he spotted Gerard Strader, 46, leaning over the couch and thrusting his pelvic area against the cushion and trying to sexually gratify himself by rubbing his penis between the two cushions. Insert your own sofa so good gag here. When challenged by the officer, Strader unsurprisingly ran away, but was later caught and charged in the hotel where he works. That must have been a tad bit embarrassing. But then again, if you're the kind of person who bonks furniture in the street, maybe you're not easily embarrassed.
Anyways. Imagine having a conversation with your coworker. Like, you're just hanging out with your coworker, and all of a sudden the police bust in, and they're like, we caught you having sex with that couch.
Oh, how long do you think that he got?
I clean love seats, and I feel like sometimes they have stains on them, and I don't like
that. Clean couches. This would hurt.
Wait, why do you clean couches?
No, I feel like breaking the couch, being the couch pulverizer right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry that now you can never look at a couch and not think about that.
How many couches that you've cleaned do you think have been violated by?
Oh, my God. I'd probably say this year, at least six.
Oh, no.
Because you can tell. Because it's on a nice love seat. Which is what they call it, in front of the television, right next to the bed. So right. What else are you going to do? It's a comfortable love seat. It's like, it's like all back and shit. I'm like, oh my God. You just see him right there and you're like, wow. I just hope Too Loud pops off because this is not happening right now.
But so how long do you guys think that he got?
Couches don't really have any pull in the judicial system. So I don't think
I'm going to say he'd got 18 months.
Let's say a couple nights in jail.
So he got 9 months in jail. And
because this
article was posted in the UK, it says it was £7,000 worth of fine.
So by the time he got out of jail, his couch baby that he made
I hate you had been
the couch baby was born.
Do you guys watch Big Mouth on Netflix?
Yes!
That's exactly. Sal, how insulted would you be if that character always reminds me a little bit of you?
Not too insulted, but that's because that's the brown boy of the show, so this much. But the guy who plays him is also on the league, and I've been compared to.
Oh, he's that. Hilarious.
League as well, so it's not too out of question. You're not the first friend who's made me wrong.
Okay, good.
My favorite joke about that character is that his dog is a pit bull and his name is featuring Ludacris. That's my favorite thing.
Oh my goodness. Right, your story.
I just wanted to talk about the story because it attacks your Dallas Cowboys, and I was just
great.
I was really. Really surprised. So I know that Michael Irvin has been arrested for cocaine multiple times.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. He split the lip of a referee during a charity basketball game. He mooned Gene Upshaw, another football player, during an argument about player contracts. This guy's just hopped up all the time. But I guess
his ass made more money than he's ever done.
Yes. Then there you go. But I guess since he has such a big ego and he's always coked out, like during like a 1998 like training camp, all the football players are getting haircuts and he didn't want to wait in line because he's like, I'm coked out and I'm Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
So then he confronted the first guy who was like, oh, this guy's a nobody. Why is this guy in front of the line in front of me? Like, hey, man, let me get in front of you. Seniority.
Makes sense.
Guy said no. He stabbed him in the neck with a knife and then fucking got the guy had to get 18 stitches in his neck. Guess how much time he got?
A month.
Yeah.
No, they just said that he was just hopped up. Like it's just football players being football players.
Michael.
Football players being football players.
For a haircut?
To the true character of Sal's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys.
This No, you don't understand. He's like top three receiver of all time.
I don't care.
Because he believes that he should be in front of him.
One of the greatest of all time.
Sal, are you trying to tell me that OJ should be forgiven for what he's done because of football?
Yes, because he's on my team. So that's why he gets it.
And I'm glad you guys are here on the show to talk to Sal and tell him how it is.
The time when he got pulled over for a DUI and he had a pipe in his pocket, but it wasn't because it was his pipe. He was holding it for his friend. He had just gotten it back from an intermission. and he had to take the pipe from his friend. So that's why it was in his pocket.
Sal, I think you need to check yourself.
Believe the playmaker because he is the playmaker.
He playmaked his way with a knife around the guy's neck. Got 18 stitches.
Why is he
for a haircut? For a haircut.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. This is all for a haircut. That's the point of it.
It's imagine if he was in a DMV. The person would be dead.
It would have been a spree killing if he was at the DMV. There's always like 17,000 people ahead of you.
He would have been mooning everyone because he's all coked out. He doesn't know if he wants to moon people or kill people.
He was fine.
Oh my goodness. Whatever.
And the moral of this episode is do not do cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Causes you to stab people. Causes you to lose all of your brain cells so that you can get away with trying to buy it.
But you have to do 33 pounds of cocaine to forget that you did 33 pounds of cocaine or know what it is.
I think the 33 pounds of cocaine is probably like a penny in the bucket for that guy.
Jesus, for me, they would throw me in there so quick.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
okay. I have a fun one. So this is US fugitive sends selfie to police after quote terrible mugshot. So this guy was a suspect in an arson and vandalism case, and in the warrant they posted his most recent mugshot. He did not like that, so he sent a message on Facebook to the police department with a new picture of himself, and he said, "Here's a better photo. That one is terrible."
Now, did they track him down because of the photo?
I believe they were able to catch him, but so
the mugshot that was released and then sent in a new mugshot.
Yes. So this is his mugshot.
Oh, he's ugly. Why does he care?
And this is the picture he sent to them.
Put some stunner shades on and thinks that's awesome. That's what you do. No, that's what something you would do.
The mugshot I've taken, I had shades on. I'm so mad I don't have that picture. But
right? So this was in Lima, Ohio. They posted on Facebook saying, "This photo was sent to us by Mr. Pugh himself, and we would like to thank him for being helpful, but now we would appreciate it if he would come and speak to us at the department about his charges." The man in question was interviewed by an Ohio radio station, and his quote was, "Man, they just did me wrong. They put a picture that makes me look like I was a Thundercat or James Brown on the run. I can't do that."
This guy's a character.
What was he being asked to come in for?
Arson and vandalism. So he had like some serious.
So he's a weirdo.
But he was like,
"Have to be a weirdo to send in your own mugshot."
He was like, "Listen, I commit arson, but I do it handsomely." So,
yeah, he wants to be known for his arson.
This guy sounds like you, Sal. It's very close to home. I'm not liking it.
You just gotta do a propose for your mugshot. That's what it is.
How much do you want to bet that the arson was like he lit a can of Axe?
And just create a fireball? I've never done that, you crazy.
I had friends in elementary school and we did it, but like it sucks it back in. Like after you try it, so you go, but at the end of it, it will suck back in the fire, so you have to throw it or like it would explode in your face.
You committed arson in elementary school.
No, I didn't burn anything.
No. You guys
got
to hear.
I got it in the air.
You guys
got
to hear later what Sal's done in elementary school. He's evil.
Uh-oh.
For just bad kid. We've lost like the teacher every year. Get it off topic.
I think that what we're saying is that a friend of Sal, wink, wink, committed arson.
He knows that.
For legal reasons, all of this is alleged, and we don't claim to be associated with anyone.
Well, to my next story. That much, was I an athlete at this time? No, I had retired from being an athlete. This was after my year as an NCAA athlete. So I guess I'll do my stupid story, because I was out at Six Flags in Springfield.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I went to a candy store. Uh-huh. And we looked around, and I saw these big, giant jawbreakers, and in any style. I was like, oh, cool. And I saw the price, and it was like $40. I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. But they're in like the jar. You know how like you go into the candy store, and they have like the little buckets, and you put them in like the big bags?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I was just kind of pulling candy out. It's like, oh, no. Like, and just walking out. I just kind of did that. Walked out. And then had some candy in my pocket. Went to the Supreme Scream ride, which just drops you from, like, you know, Mars and goes all the way down. We're in line with all my friends, and a girl in front of us, like, hops out of line. Like, nope, I'm not doing this. This is a stupid ride. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I hate roller coasters. Roller coasters suck. Saying this on air. I hop out to talk to the girl because I'm like, she's smart. I'm going to get her number. So I'm talking on the side. All of a sudden, a dude taps me. He's like, hey, pulls a badge. Six Flag Police. Like, that's cute. You guys have a badge. Like, empty out your stuff. Like, what? Empty out my body, finds the jawbreakers and everything. Like, okay. Like, you're coming with me. Go into the back. I get taken to Six Flags jail. But at this point, I have like, it's nighttime, so I have glasses on. My hair is all wild. You remember my hair. I'm on a leather jacket. I'm doing my best, like, bad boy impersonation right now. And I'm laughing the whole time. I can't believe what's going on. So my bunch, I'm just like, and I was kicked out of all Six Flags across the nation for a year. I have not been to a Six Flags since then. But
so, wow, when was this?
Our sophomore year, so second.
Okay, because I was gonna say I did the Fright Fest for our freshman year, and for like this. For a second, I was like, this kind of sounds like I was there for it. But then I was like, oh, I definitely would have gotten out of line, because I remember standing out of line of the Batman. But I was like, Sal never asked for my number. So it clearly wasn't me.
It was because I remember you guys were throwing like the trips to Six Flags. I was like, oh, yeah, I can't go because I forget
Six Flags. I can't go because I'm banned from Six Flags. Do you still have? Wait, okay. Did you get an actual Six Flags mugshot? Did they take your picture?
No, they took my picture, but my phone was dead. So that was the only. I couldn't take the picture of the mugshot. I was so upset that I asked for a copy, and they're like, "No, dick, like get out of the park." I'm like, all right.
Sal, you need like, no, you still call them back. You need to call them back. I need that mugshot.
There is at the Agawam Six Flags. There is. Is somewhere a wall of shame, and Sal's face is on it.
Not allow this man back.
Jawbreaker.
Or a jawbreaker.
All for some candy.
You're the worst.
Okay, so Sal, is that your stupid criminal cry?
Stupid criminal of that one. Just wanted to bring it back in, but thank you guys so much for being a part of Too Loud.
Yeah, of course.
Dumb criminals being too loud about this. Where can everybody find you guys?
We are on Instagram at Caffeinated Crime Pod. We are on Twitter at CWC Pod. You can listen to our podcast Crimes While Caffeinated on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And we are reachable by email at crimeswellcaffeinated@gmail.com.
Yep. Well, thanks guys so much for having us.
Anytime.
If you guys for all your true crime needs or your coffee needs, or if you just want some good conversation that's not too loud like us, but very nice and pleasant, go ahead, check out their podcast. It's really good. Part of the Anchor FM family. You guys Hell have yeah. a great time, great summer. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Cool.
All awesome. Right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, anytime. Guys.
Bye.